Hey there, welcome back to the pod where we dive into Reddit's craziest and funniest stories. Today's gem: a fire drill, a stubborn boss, and one guy who shut down an entire factory just by doing exactly what he was told. So, OP's great uncle worked at a candy factory for over 50 years, mostly running the boilers. Back then, steam ran everything, machines, heating, the whole operation. If those boilers went down, big trouble. Then this new safety officer shows up, an ex-army guy who's all about rules. He announces a fire drill and says, "No exceptions." OP's uncle tries to say he can't leave the boiler, but the guy shuts him down. "All right, no exceptions?" Cool. Drill day comes, alarm goes off, and OP's uncle does what he's told. Shuts off the gas, vents the steam, drains the water, completely powers down the boiler, and heads outside. The production manager sees him and freaks out. "What are you doing out here?" Uncle just goes, "Fire drill." No exceptions. Total chaos. It takes hours to restart the boiler, plus a full inspection of every pipe and valve. The boiler team pulls an all-nighter, production workers get sent home with pay, and the factory loses a whole day. The best part? For the next 40 years, boiler room staff were officially exempt from fire drills. Guess they learned their lesson, huh? Our next story is about OP, who had a tense moment with a coworker that raises a classic question. How do you call out an annoying habit without blowing things up? OP works in community theater with Ian, a chronic interrupter. It's something Ian does to everyone, and while OP finds it frustrating, they've never said anything until a recent casting meeting. OP was explaining their pick for the lead role when Ian cut them off to disagree. Already in a bad mood, OP snapped, "Can you let me finish my thought for once?" The meeting went on, but later Ian confronted OP, saying, "For once was unnecessary and hurtful." Ian argued OP should have spoken up sooner instead of letting frustration build. Now OP wonders if they handled it wrong. Here's the deal. OP's frustration is valid, interrupting is dismissive, but snapping and using "for once" made the critique feel personal, not constructive. Next time, three quick tips. First, bring it up early. Mention the habit calmly when it's not a heated moment. Second, respond in real time. Try, "Let me finish, then I'd love your input." Third, choose words. Carefully, ditch phrases like "for once" that can add fuel to the fire. Hey, quick question. How many of you have ever heard something on podcasts and thought, "I gotta write that down," but only to miss it because pausing and rewinding is a hassle? Don't worry, I've got you covered. Recently, I'm obsessed with this amazing app called ChatPods. Whenever a quote catches my ear, I just tap a button, and it'll instantly transcribe and save the moment for me to revisit later. It's how I listen to my favorite shows, and I'd love for you to try it with mine. Just check the podcast description or search ChatPods in your app store. ChatPods. Capture podcast highlights. Anytime, anywhere. All right, let's get into this third story. An absolute gem of malicious compliance. It's chaotic, fast-paced, and spoiler alert, it all blows up spectacularly. OP works at a big retail chain where the stockroom is basically the Wild West. Enter Sarah, a new supervisor obsessed with speed. Her motto, "Get it done fast." Accuracy doesn't matter. One chaotic day, Sarah scolds OP for taking too long with inventory checks, demanding speed above all else. OP, being the legend they are, takes her words literally and follows her orders to the letter. The result? Pure disaster. The inventory report is so off it looks like the store's running a black market. Furious managers call a meeting and Sarah, of course, tries to blame the team. That's when OP drops the bomb. "I was just following Sarah's orders." The fallout? Beautiful. Sarah spends 12 grueling hours redoing the inventory, while OP chills and earns a bonus for outstanding attention to detail. The irony, absolutely perfect. All right, let's break it down, because this one's too good to miss. Here's today's last story. OP has lived with foster parents, Henry and Aaron, for 6 years. Recently, OP's biological dad gifted them a new iPhone 16 Pro Max, which thrilled OP, until their foster parents put the same strict parental controls on it as their old phone. The old phone had limits on apps, websites, and screen time justified by our house, our phone, our rules. But OP feels this phone is different since it's from their biological dad, who opposes those controls. Henry and Aaron disagreed, saying house rules apply regardless of who paid for it. They even set the restrictions without consulting OP, who is now considering involving their social worker, feeling their boundaries were crossed. That's all for today's Reddit drama. Thanks for listening. Catch you next time.